Hi, my name is Kobe Compton, and I am interviewing my grandmother.
And my name is Sharon Compton.
So, when were you born, if I can ask that question?
Sure. I was born in 1949 in Knoxville, Tennessee.
So you've lived here your whole life?
Yes, except for a couple of years that we lived in Detroit, Michigan, but the rest of the time I've been right here.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Probably my dad, because he had a really good sense of humor. He was really funny. He worked really hard, and he did a good job with providing for myself and my mother. I was an only child. I was not spoiled, contrary to popular belief. All only children are not spoiled. But anyway, it would probably be him.
Okay. What were some of the most important lessons he taught you in life?
To tell the truth. He was very big on that. To stand up for yourself. To study hard in school and try and make good grades. He had an excellent singing voice. Unfortunately, I didn't get any of that, but I wish I had. Let's see. I guess that's about it.
All right. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Probably Christmas when I was, I guess, maybe 8 years old, and I got a Tiny Tears doll for Christmas. I thought I had died and gone to heaven. This was a doll that you could feed it with a bottle, and it used the bathroom and ate and had diapers to change, and I thought that was wonderful.
Okay. What's something that you're most proud of?
That I've lived this long, for one thing. That I managed to raise two children and have six grandchildren. And they're all pretty good kids. And that's probably what I'm the most proud of.
If you could pick, like, anyway, how would you like to be remembered?
Stop it.
All right, we're back. Nana got her tissues. So, tell me, how did you meet Papaw? That's actually a question I have.
I met him at McDonald's in 1968. I was there with my cousin who had dated him once before. She went to the same high school he did, Young High School. I went to South. And she introduced him to me at McDonald's. And after he tried to get me to give him my phone number, and I wouldn't do it. And so when we left there and went home, I found out that he was a friend of my aunt's from the bowling alley, because they used to bowl all the time. So he asked her for my phone number, and she gave it to him.
Okay. You're talking about high school. Do you have any good stories from high school?
Oh, a lot I couldn't tell, basically.
Any that you could tell that I could show to magnet class?
Some, I'm sure. I enjoyed my time in high school. I was a cheerleader. And I was captain several years. I loved that. I was fairly athletic. I talked to my gym teacher after a long time after I got out of school. I ran into her at a concert, and she told me that I was quite the athlete when I was in school. I said, thank you. I'm glad. In those days, we didn't have all the organized girls' teams like they have today, softball teams and the volleyball and all that stuff. But anyway, I did enjoy high school. I had a good time most of the time.
Did you have a nickname while you were in high school?
I did. My nickname was 40. And I still have, I got that nickname when I was in the eighth grade. I still have some of my friends that I went to school with, parents who still call me that, and a lot of people that don't even know my first name is Sharon. They think it's 40.
All right. So you said you liked going to school, right?
I did.
Why did you like it so much?
I liked going to school simply because I was an only child, and I was always looking for somebody to talk to or to play with or whatever, you know. And if you were in school, then you had people to interact with and do stuff with, and that's why I liked it. Because I was really lonesome as an only child.
Mm-hmm. If you had to pick your favorite memory from school, from high school, that is appropriate, what would it be?
I guess probably when I was in the 10th grade and I was in a health class that was for different ages. It wasn't just for 10th graders. And the boy that sat across from me in that class was a senior, and he was co-captain of the football team. And the teacher sat him across from me because she knew me, and I mean knew my aunt, and she thought that was a good idea. And he was nice looking, and he asked me to go to, he asked me if I needed a ride to the chorus concert. And I was tickled out of my mind. And I went with him and started dating. I dated him for 2 years.
I would like to point out that man is not my grandfather.
No, he is not.
Did you work any jobs while you were in high school?
I did. I worked on Saturdays downtown at the Vogue. It was a dress shop. It would be down on where Market Square is right now. Mm. And I did that on Saturdays.
What did you do with the money you earned?
Bought clothes, mostly. A lot like my grandson, Ryan. That's what I did with most of the money.
So, continue on with working. You worked as a bookkeeper, right? For a lawyer?
I worked about 8 or 10 years for different banks in town. That's where I started working, was at banks. And then I went to work for a law firm as the bookkeeper for 14 years, and I enjoyed that. And I took a lot of time off when my kids were small. Like in the summertime, the bank would let me be off in May until September to be home with my kids during the summer, and that was good. I enjoyed it.
Was that always the plan for you, working the books?
No, no. Actually, my plan was to get married and have children, because in 1967, that's just what you did. You know, we didn't have any plans to think we were going to have big careers. The girls that I went to school with, we just thought that's what we were supposed to do, get married and have kids, and that was your life. That's what my mother did, and I thought that's what I was supposed to do. Little did I know. But I was really good in bookkeeping. I made straight A's in that in high school. And so I guess that's why I just leaned toward that, because I was good at it.
All right. If you could, actually, hold on. Oh. What lessons did working at the books teach you?
Working with the books?
Yeah, like what lessons did it teach you about life or anything?
It was just good to be able to, I've always enjoyed being able to find problems and things with money. Like I balance my own checkbooks, my own statements and stuff, and I've always done that. And I will look forever for a penny if I'm out of balance. Till I find it. It's just one of those things that just teaches you to be persistent and try to be accurate. And I just like doing that.
Would you say that you're a political person?
Like, not really.
You're into politics? No.
No, not really. Not really.
Okay. What would you say your favorite holiday is?
My favorite holiday is probably Thanksgiving, I guess, when everybody's at home, usually, and eats together and gets along long enough to get the food down without killing each other. Probably that's it.
All right, okay. Has that always been your favorite, or is that just like recently?
No, I like that. I like Halloween. I really like Halloween. I've always enjoyed that. I love to see the kids dressed up and hand out the candy, and it was always my favorite holiday, of course, when I was a kid growing up, because we didn't have candy then like we have it now. You know, just bags and bags of candy all the time. And I like it.
Mm-hmm. Jumping back, I guess, in a really broad subject, share some of the most important lessons that you've learned in life.
Okay, some of the most important lessons I've learned in life. To try and be kind to people, and be supportive. I try to take care of people, and be considerate of their feelings most of the time. I also try to be funny a lot of times, not like I did when I was younger, but I just think a sense of humor is extremely important to anybody. I guess that's it.
Okay. What do you see as our family's legacy?
As our family's legacy. Gosh, I really don't know. Probably just that most of us are comedians at heart. Most of us try to be funny, and most of us succeed. Not all of us, but most of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. I think we're just probably pretty funny and have a good time a lot of times, and we make fun of ourselves and we make fun of other people, but not to their face, and have a good time doing that.
All right. Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life based on the stories you've heard about them?
Probably my Aunt Lou. She was married 3 or 4 times. She had 2 children, several grandchildren, and she was my idol when I was growing up, simply because I just thought she had everything. They had a lot of money, and they had a really nice house and really nice cars. They were the first ones to take me to the beach. First time I ever got to go to the beach and to the ocean, I went with her and her husband and my cousin, Suzanne. And I was tickled to death. And we've been going to the beach ever since because I just loved it. But I had never been before, and I was probably 11 years old, maybe almost 12 when we went.
And she was hilarious.
She's hilarious. She was great. She was funny. My dad was funny. All of his sisters were funny. You got in a room with them, you couldn't get a word in because they were all talking at the same time, telling jokes at the same time, and you would just be sitting there with tears running down your face, laughing at all of them.
All right. Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family?
Yeah, probably the Christmas one. We used to always, on Christmas Eve, we would go to our grandparents, or my grandparents, and open presents that they had for us. And then Christmas morning, you just had the presents that your parents got you at home. We do some of that now. We did more of it when you kids were younger than we do now. And we're also spread out. But that Christmas opening gifts at Christmas morning and having all those having sausage balls and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tradition.
Has your family always been in Tennessee, or where were they from before that?
Yes, they've always been here. My mother was born in Newport in Cock County, but my dad was born right here in Knoxville, and he was here his whole life. He was in the Army for several years, and he did a good bit of traveling when he was in the Army. But basically, they've lived here their whole lives.
Were you born yet when he was in the Army?
No, I was not. Not till after he got out.
Did him being in the Army ever influence how you grew up?
Just when I would ask him about the Army or anything, he never really talked about it much. The only thing I really knew about him was that he was a really good shot. And he used to hunt when I was little, and I would go hunting with him. He taught me how to shoot a shotgun, and he would hunt rabbits and squirrels, and he wouldn't just hunt them. He would shoot them, and he would cook them, and he would eat them. He didn't waste them. He actually ate them. My mother wouldn't touch them, but he did.
So just like squirrels and stuff?
Yeah, squirrels and rabbits. Just squirrels and rabbits.
All right. Are there any funny stories that if I asked someone that grew up with you that they would tell me about you?
Gosh, I don't know. not sure. I can't think of anything right this minute that's just really funny that happened to me. No, I don't know. I don't think so. I can't remember if there are any. I know plenty of things about other people, but about myself, I don't know anything that was that funny growing up.
So, you talk about what you're personally proud of, but what are you, like, professionally most proud of?
What am I professionally most proud of? Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like, as in career?
Like, oh, I'm proud that I worked as many years as I worked and still managed to raise kids. I was proud of all the years that I had at the bank. I made some really good friends and had a lot of good times with them, and I enjoyed working for the law firm and met a lot of nice people and a lot of influential people when I worked for them. They also are just one of the things that everybody says, everybody hates lawyers till they need one, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. All right, so to end it, are there any last bits that you want to say? Like about anything about life?
Well, I can't think of anything right off the bat other than, you know, everybody just has a lot of, all families have a lot of problems and have a lot of things that go wrong in their lives and a lot of good things that happen in their lives. And I think we've had more good than we've had bad, and I'm proud of that. And everybody's made it so far and doing a pretty good job. We've not killed anybody. We've done great, I think.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. God, that's loud.